Camera flipped on Instagram. Hey. All right, Friday live stream. I'm so excited. Sorry for my hand there about this topic because this is my zone, visual communication. So, this video is for you if you ever wondered why it is that visuals affect us so much. And I'm not just talking about, you hear it a lot, we have a visual age, social media, human beings remember in visuals. Those are facts and it's true. But why? Why is it so important? So stay tuned. That's what we're talking about in this video. And stay till the end because I'm going to go and break this down for you in how to communicate more effectively visually and a lot of what not to do, as well as what you should be doing. What are the two things that are really necessary to create an image that speaks for you? And this is important. Both as an entrepreneur with your branding, and I'm launching my Expand Your Brand assessment. I'll put that in the link after this live and also in the bio and Instagram. So it's important as an entrepreneur, but it's also important in your home because when you think about messaging and what's important, what messages you want to send, it's as an entrepreneur, it's to your audience, to the people that you're trying to reach out to, and in your home, it's to yourself and to your family. So it's really important to know why you're choosing the images you choose and how to effectively communicate the message you want to communicate. All right. So like I said, stay tuned to the end. I'm going to break this down with some real good examples. I want to introduce myself. I'm Yana Johnson. I'm so excited, but I have my name. Yana Johnson, the owner and creator of Your Aesthetic Style. And I help entrepreneurs, I help moms to turn your visual inspiration into a reality using your aesthetic style. All right, so visuals. Today I'm going to start with a story because that's also important, stories in our oral communication of me when I was a little girl. My mom actually just told me this story after starting my business, so I don't remember this as a memory, but she said that we used to live on the army base in Korea where they had all of the houses were exactly almost identical. It was like connected and then it was to the right or to the left and it was one house. And you could basically, you knew how the layout of everyone's house was because they were all the same. And also everyone had similar furniture because they provide furniture for diplomatic families. So I had my friend Ashley James, who I'm gonna shout out because she's also an entrepreneur. She runs a business called, hey, she runs a business called Juices Life. Check that out. But I would go to her house every single day and I would play. And, you know, and one day I came home to my mom. Hey, Chris. I came home to my mom and I was like, Mom, how come we don't have pretty things in our home like Ashley's house does have? And my mom, she was like, oh, I don't know. I didn't think about that. Because to her, it wasn't so important. You know, I'm an aesthetic person, as you could probably guess from the name of my business and everything. But she really took that to heart and she made a point of collecting specific, like, sort of pretty items from every place that we lived. And now, when you see my mom's house, it's full of all these sort of crafts and antiques and artifacts from different countries around the world. And it's pretty amazing. And I've always known that, but I never knew that I was the reason it started. That it was this little 7-year-old who wanted pretty things in her home. And the reason I'm telling you that story is to say that think about what happened if we hadn't done that. You know, I've only known that we've had this home and we've had all these like great memories and mementos and stories from the places we've traveled. But what if we hadn't done that? What if it was just kind of like, you know, this happens a lot with aesthetics and art is that it's sort of put to the bottom because it's not prioritized or not seen as important. But really, what I'm getting at today and the point of this live stream is it's not about the importance, it's about the message you're trying to convey. And so, again, with that example of our home, for me growing up and still is, it was always hard to answer the question, where you're from? Because I'm like, oh, I've been to so many places. Like, do you want the long answer or the short answer? But when people, friends would come over to my house, right away, my parents' house, they could see we've traveled a lot of places. Those objects and images, they say more and they save my breath and having to explain all the things we did and where we were because it's right there. And then people see it and they ask the questions they want to ask. They ask what they're interested in. So are you getting that? Are you getting the gift? Especially as entrepreneurs here, okay? That's so powerful with visuals. They can say words for you and a message you want to convey, but at the same time, they engage. They bring up the conversation. If someone sees a visual, you have in mind what you might interpret from it or what you think people will interpret, but they might also experience something completely different. And if it affects them, hey, if it affects them, then they'll say something about it. Do you get it? It's a way to engage as well without having to think about and write out a full, like, three paragraphs. What if you have an image that's super effective and powerful, and then you have a few words under it? Which one are people going to read all the way to the end? Which one would you rather use, right? So how do you do that, okay? Because we know it. We know it's important, and I know, especially with Instagram, I love Instagram. The whole concept of Instagram is that, conveying visual inspiration. But at the same time, there's this challenge, and I'm only really new to Instagram, but I've heard that, like, the algorithms and everything, it's really different. People complain sometimes about the engagement challenge, but actually engagement is so key. Hey, Nelly. Engagement is so key because that's what you want, right? That's what business is all about. That's what we want, is to have content that connects, that brings up, yes, that brings up conversation, those conversation starters that reminds people of something. So everyone knows this is important, but how do you do it? Okay, and that's what we're talking about today. And I'm going to share with another example. Okay, the key thing is thinking about, you know, the message you want to convey. And when you think about that, it has to be something that connects and inspires. Hey, Erica. So from in our home where we live right now, there are tons of airplanes that fly over us, like, all the time. We're close to the airport. And I have two sons, like, toddlers, so we spend a lot of time, like, pointing out airplanes. I think, actually, I point it out more than they do. Like, airplane, really loud. But anyway, we can see the airplanes flying over. And there's one airline, Norwegian, which many of you know. Thanks, Lily. Many of you know, if you live in Norway, it's, like, one of the cheaper ones to fly, get tickets. But Norwegian Airlines has brilliant branding. They have painted the nose of the airplane bright red. And that's part of their brand. Now, actually, it's more expensive to paint your airplane red. That's why airplanes are white, if you ever wondered, because paint is heavier in different colors. And you have to do many coats. Norwegian Airlines, why do they do that? I can attest, literally, from my example. Yes, yes, airplanes. For my example, I've seen many airplanes fly over us, and most of them are white, and it's just like, oh, airplane. When I see Norwegian, the red-nosed airplane, I immediately think of some experience of flying on Norwegian, because I've been on that airlines, right? So I connect it to that brand, but also, so I see their brand, that's one thing, but also the thing that what's so brilliant is it's on the nose, the red that you can see. It's not on the wings. It's not anything. It's like an arrow. It's pointing in the direction, because they know that the reason you take the airplane isn't just because you love them. I mean, it might be. There's some airlines you love, but it's because you want to go somewhere. You have a direction you want to go to, a place you want to fly to. And literally, every time I see that airplane, Norwegian airplane, which there's several of them flying, it brings up that in me. That is a perfect example of effective visual communication. And it's so simple. That's what I want to emphasize. It's so simple. It doesn't have to overcomplicate. And that is what we have is so powerful with social media. And especially as an entrepreneur with branding, if you can really get clear and simple about the message you're conveying, you can convey it continuously in a powerful way. So I'm going to break that down specifically about how to do that. I mentioned, and with the example of the Norwegian Airlines, is your images always need to connect and inspire. It needs both of those things. So inspire means it should be beautiful, it should attract or be interesting, right? That it's kind of like, ooh, it makes you want to linger and look at it longer. And connect is the message part, that there's something in it that relates to you, that makes you jogs a memory or reminds you of your life or makes you want to know more. But you need both of them, because sometimes you'll see images that are beautiful and it's like nice and inspiring, but that alone isn't enough to necessarily make someone want to act on it. And also you'll see images that are connecting, like you can get it right away, they have a message they're trying to convey, but it's not necessarily inspiring for you or makes you want to look more into it, unless it's something you're super into already, right? So how to have that kind of split effect that can both connect and inspire, that takes a lot of thought and beforehand with your images. But it's not that hard. Like I said, it doesn't have to be complicated. And I think so many times that sort of puts this stress on it, especially when we hear about like Instagram with the algorithm, is that it feels complicated, that you've got to have this perfect original image and it's got to have the content that connects and be boom. If you have a clear message you're trying to convey and you know the essence of what you're trying to convey, you can continuously find creative ways to do that. And so this is how you convey that message in your image. If you want an image that connects and inspires, it has to have a clear message behind it that you've thought about. Yes, thank you. Thanks for the hearts. So how do you do that? Your message needs to have, it has to have intention and meaning behind your photo, okay? So intention, it's basically a goal, what you're trying to communicate, and meaning is the why, all right? And this is basic, like that's the motivation. The goal for Norwegian Airlines, right? You want to travel, you want to fly, that's the goal. They want you on the airplane. But the why do you want to travel? You have a place you want to go, you have a direction. When I see that airlines, I think of flying to the US because that's where we take it most of the time. So when I see that red arrow, it's like an arrow reminding me of, I would love to go to the US. You know, that's it right there. And so in your own, both in your business, but also in your home, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. Think of the intention you want, the goal you have for your life, the goal you have for your business or for your clients, and then think about the why and incorporate that into your images. And, you know, it's really important that you have that message behind, that it's from you. Because, and I'm going to give an example of what not to do and what I see a lot of, is that you can tell that some images, and sometimes because there's so much pressure with social media to have it looking pretty and inspiring and connecting, people will just sort of take similar images that inspired them or spoke to them and like copy that. And that in itself, it's okay. It's fine to take inspiration. But if you haven't taken time to put the message behind it, what you're trying to convey, it isn't gonna come through. So a typical example is this sort of beach, a beach example. Like in the entrepreneur world, they see a lot of these, like live life on the beach. And hey, that's awesome. I'm totally a beach person. I'm super inspired by the beach. But you gotta take the extra minutes to think about the message you're trying to convey with that picture. So we see a lot of times like an image of just like someone standing at a beach. So it's obvious, it's a young woman at the beach or someone sitting with their laptop, they're working the beach. Yes, we have that message there and it's kind of become cliche, right? In a way, you see it so much. So, and I'm not saying that it's bad to use that or whatever, that message. Hey, from Indonesia, oh, maybe you're on the beach, huh? But yeah, I don't say it's bad to use that message, that's fine. If the beach inspires you and you wanna motivate people to work from the beach, but take that extra minute to think about going more into that, like, and be specific, personal about you. So instead of just that sort of generic image of the beach that shows it, what about a close-up on your feet in the sand, you know, feeling the sand with your toes to really feel grounded and feel at the beach, and even that you can connect to that memory. You know, sand is such a unique texture and feeling. If I see an image of toes in the sand, I immediately know how that feels and feel like I'm at the beach. Right? Isn't that a better motivating message to convey? So that's what I mean, and that's sort of the whole point of this live stream, and also why I'm promoting my Expand Your Brand. I highly recommend you get that freebie if you are running a business or thinking about starting one, because it goes through specific questions that you can reflect on for how to do this more in depth, because I can't go super in depth with the video. So I'll put that in the link, you can get it. But really, really, just don't let your images be an afterthought, you know, because sometimes it's on the algorithms and Facebook prioritize images and you put it up there. Or maybe you have your standard sort of images that convey your brand and message. That's fine. But it's also good to add in some variety, add in really going more in depth. And I'm telling you, like, maybe it sounds first kind of hard or limiting to have just one message you're conveying, but it's really not. Again and again, when you have your options limited, that's when your creativity is unleashed, okay? When you limit your options, you unleash your creativity. So get more specific, get clear about your intention and meaning that you're trying to convey with your brand, and then start creating images, visual content that reflects that. And start, let that do the words, do the talking for you. Okay? And check out the brand, expand your brand in the bio. I'll put it in both my links here on Facebook. And thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for all your comments and coming in. And I just want to end with, as I mentioned, my why for why I do this is really and truly that the world needs more creators. The world needs more builders. That it's creativity is something you can do all the time, not just once in a while, okay? Imagine it, right? If everyone was busy creating, we need that. We don't need more tearing each other down. So keep creating, keep developing, building what you're working on, and together, it's because it's together that we make this world better, okay? Bye. Stay tuned and have a great weekend. Have an awesome time on vacation, everyone. And get that freebie if you need to start expanding your brand.